Head coach Jeff Linder joins us courtside following the victory. And boy, talk about putting a day and a night. Little of everything in this one as you fall behind just briefly, come back with one of the best answers that you've had all season as Montana went 5 minutes without a point and you build the lead to 16. And then they chip away and find a way to get back in with a few mistakes on your part. But when it's done, you still grind out a W.
You know, in that locker room, as I said, a special, special group of guys. You have a really tough loss at home on Saturday where you don't know how, from the outside, you don't know how they might respond, but the coaching staff, we knew that we were going to see something like tonight, and to come into a place that's really, really hard to win. They haven't lost here since November, have not lost here in league, with everything that, you know, they're kind of playing for in terms of knowing if they win out, they win the league. And for my guys, every one of them, from the guys on scout team that got us ready, to Coach Smiley, who did an unbelievable job on the scouting report, and then those guys that just, whoever stepped in, contributed. And, you know, you saw the first half, Jonah Radabaugh goes out with two fouls, and guys that, you know, Rod McCobb was a stud. I mean, those minutes he played, and Sam and those guys, it was just a collective team effort, and just really, really proud of the guys in that locker room right now.
It became at one point in this ball game really one-on-one in some ways between Jonah and Saeed Pridgett in the battle for MVP. When it's done, while Pridgett got his points, the W goes to Jonah tonight, and he had his share of scoring in this one as well.
Those are just two of the best competitors that have played in this league, and I have so much respect for Saeed and his will to win. But there's a guy in the league that can match his will to win, and that's Jonah. And but the beauty of Jonah is he brings out the best in everyone. He brings out the best in his teammates. He didn't allow, when they went on some runs, he didn't allow us to fluster. He did a good job of just handling the game. And for a guy that's really never played the point, to have that awareness, to have that calmness in a very hostile environment, just speaks volumes.
One of the big keys in this ball game tonight, a very good three-point shooting team of late in Montana. You hold them to one make, and it was a Pridgett one here in the second half.
Well, from a percentage standpoint, they're right up there, high up in the country, in league. I think they're number one. They're a team that doesn't make a lot of threes, but sitting here and really looking at the stat sheet, Kendall Manuel played 40 minutes and had 2 points. Mm-hmm. And Matt Johnson did, as much as we want to talk about Jonah and how good Jonah is and how special Jonah is defensively, Matt is some of the things on the ball maybe can't, but he just, that's the difference in the game right there. I mean, you got Kendall coming into the game averaging 18 in league, and he scored two.
And he gave you 30 the first time, put up 30 against you in Greeley.
30 on some tough shots, but Coach Smiley did a really good job of preparing our guys, knowing where Kendall was going to get his shots. And we were going to live with some of Saeed's twos, but we just knew that in this building, if you allow them to make threes, which they make a lot more threes at home than they do on the road, that's when they beat up on teams. And it's what we do. We don't let you shoot threes, and they went 1 for 12, and now we just got to enjoy this one. I mean, it's just, winning's hard, and I told the guys, we'll enjoy this one tonight, and then we'll get on the bus and make our way over the Continental Divide and get ready for Montana State on Saturday.
Quick turnaround, no doubt, but would you believe you're 9-0 on Thursdays this year?
Troy, that's why you're the best. You know those stats. I wasn't quite sure it was Thursday.
Maybe not, but you know what? That is something of note when you go 9-0 and your league is predominantly a Thursday Saturday league. That's a heck of a number.
And that's a credit to my staff, who during the week leading up to this, I mean, that's, you got extra time to prepare, and you know, my staff, they're doing a tremendous job of really knowing the other team and then giving the right amount of information to our guys. And that's the difference between winning and losing.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Troy.
Jeff Linder's post-game thoughts as, again, UNC wins this one tonight at Montana by the final of 71-64. We'll catch up on the Big Sky scoreboard brought to you by Proactive Physical Therapy when we continue in a moment. This is the Munson's Automotive Postgame Show following a UNC win on 1310 KFKA.